Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Family First. This is Mario. How can I help you?
Yes, this is Pam Ormeño, and I want to report a missed clock in yesterday. It should be 8 a.m.
Clock in. Okay. This is for Zachary, correct?
Yes, Zachary.
Okay. In one moment. Yesterday is 22nd. Okay. Okay, so I see here the clock out, but not the clock in.
Okay. Correct.
Okay, I just want to update the clock in, and I will send a message to Zachary so can send the timesheet, and we can process immediately, okay, as soon as he send it, okay?
Okay, so we're doing this different now? What does he have to do, fill out a timesheet?
Yes, I mean, the clock out was registered, but not the clock in. Now that you're telling me that he made the clock in at 8, I will make the update on the clock in, but we will need the timesheet to process the visit. Okay? So I will send him a text message with the link that he needs to fill. And once that he sends them back, I will process immediately. Okay?
Okay, so this is different than how it was the last caseworker I had. So you need to explain that to me because she just corrected it. We didn't have to do a timesheet. Are you texting him or emailing him?
No, texting. I mean, normally when there is a clocking and you confirm that he made the work normally and made the clock about regular time, we made the exception and no timesheet is needed. But when there is a clock out but not a clocking, in those cases we need the timesheet.
Okay, so when it's a missed clock in, you need a timesheet. When it's a missed clock out, you don't.
No. It's the other way. When there is a clock in but not a clock out, we can confirm with you, and there is no need of timesheet. But if there is a clock out but not a clock in, then we will need the timesheet.
Oh, okay. So do you text that to him or email it?
No, text him. I'm gonna send him a text message with the link where he can fill the timesheet.
He's not good on the internet. That's why I'm asking. So it'll be self-explanatory how he does that?
Yes, I mean, on that text message, the link will show, we just need to enter the date, the time that he made the clock in and the clock out, and the duties that he performed. And his signature and your signature. That will be all.
And then he needs his signature and my signature?
Yes, on the caregiver signature space, he will put his signature. And on the participant, that is you will put your signature. I mean, it doesn't need to be it's not like that you need to make a great sign. It's just that you put the signature that we can understand that it was you and the signature that he will put on the timesheet.
Okay, and this is done through email or a text message?
The text message.
Okay, so you're going to send that to the 1752 number where he clocks in and out from?
No, normally we send it to the phone number that he provides on his profile. Give me one moment. Let me just check here what is the number. Okay, I have here 267-221-5784. That is his number, right?
Okay, all right. Yeah, that's his number. Okay, if he has any problems, he can call you back. And
sure.
You can help him with it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. Oh, okay. Now wait. Do you have a more direct number to reach you?
Yes, I mean, one moment. I know that there was a call, but I was on another call in that moment. But this is my number, 267-551-7434.
Okay, 267-551.
7434.
7434.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and there's no...
The system requires an extension, if you go to the general number of the agency, my extension is 134.
134. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Pamela. Thank you for your call and
okay.
for your patience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye.